Welcome to our Trendcast, the state of the travel industry. It is high season in most parts of the travel industry now. It's an essential time for a successful year 2023. In a series of shortcasts, IDB Berlin is asking travel trade insider and analyst around the globe about the current status. How is the travel industry performing in summer 23? Who are the outperformer and what are the major tasks and challenges in our industry? I am Dirk Rogel, member of the board of experts of ITB Congress. And today we take a real global approach as well as a deep dive into the US travel market. I'm looking forward to 300 seconds with Shruta Fatness, Senior Vice President Research of Focusrite, a world-leading travel industry research authority. Welcome, Shruta.
Thank you, Dirk. It's great to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Shruta, Focusrite is a real global authority for travel research. Based on gross bookings, as you usually count at Focusrite, which destinations around the globe have the largest growth rates 2022?
It's really difficult because we tend to judge how well tourism is doing in terms of the year-on-year growth rates and how we did in comparison to the last year. But when I look at, say, 2021 or 2022, it's very difficult to say this is a great year. And especially so when we're talking about destinations, because growth really depended on when the markets opened up for tourism, when COVID restrictions were removed, when air capacity came back to the market. So some markets like the US, like Western Europe, which opened up earlier, they saw strong growth in 2021 and that continued in 2022. The US saw nearly 70% growth in 2021. Italy and Spain were around the same. But then the UK and Germany were a little slower in 21 and picked up in 2022. In Asia, that wasn't the case. 2022 was still a year when they were starting to open up. So it wasn't a great year. So I think there are nuances when we talk about growth rates in the post-pandemic era, I think.
Focusrite is also well known for its pretty good predictions. So how about this year, Shruta? What are the current high performer, both in destinations and travel verticals?
2023 has been really good for travel. Asia, especially Southeast Asia, is doing well. Thailand, I think, has had more tourists in the first half of 2023 than they had in all of 2022. Europe is having a super busy summer season. The US is also pretty busy, very, very strong demand. The Middle East is doing well. So 2023 will be another good year. And our projections as we go into 2024, 2025, we will start to see that growth moderate because the year-on-year comps become more challenging. US and Europe, we are expecting, will be in the low double digits in 2023. But that comes on top of close to 70% growth rate in 2022. So we'll start to see sort of that growth rate moderate as we go on into the next year, the year after. Again, it's hard because it really depends. Growth depends on when the market opened up, when demand, pent-up demand really started to flow. And if we think about travel verticals, if we look at growth in travel verticals, that is all relative when we look at percentages, because I look at cruise, for example, and in 2022, cruise grew by 500%, more than 500%. But in 2021, it was, down by more than 65%. It really depends again on the timing. And if we think about air and hotel, which I know are the two biggest verticals and what most people think when they think about travel. So in 2021, we saw that hotels really performed strongly. ADRs were high. And in 2022, we're seeing the same with airfares. Air is actually growing at a higher rate than hotels because airfares are driving some of that growth.
Tough times we're living in, indeed. Lots of crises around us, including high inflation rates in several markets. What do you think? Are growth rates, are gross bookings still the still a valid score for success in our industry?
I think it depends. Whose success are you talking about? I mean, overall, I think, you know, for the industry, after the experience in 2020, when a lot of companies came very close to near death, it is really important to have that growth in bookings. And ultimately, for companies to show that in their bottom lines, we want companies, travel companies, to do well, because that's how we invest in the future of travel, in the future of the planet. And in the current environment, of course, you know, higher fares, higher ADRs are driving gross bookings, revenue growth, but that's not stopping travelers. People are still continuing to travel. They're still continuing to spend and prioritize travel. I think something else that also, you know, ties into this question about growth in bookings is how long travelers will continue to spend. And we are seeing some impact of that. So in the US, for example, STR recently reported that ADRs are starting to cool down in line with inflation. So that's a sign of that normalization of the market. And that's something that, you know, we'll see in the future as well.
Last but not least, Schroeder, let's talk a little bit about your home market, about the US. We saw strong growth rates in your reports, almost full recovery against pre-COVID levels. What are the reasons for it?
To mind, right? We've mentioned price already. That's, you know, higher prices for air, for hotel, for pretty much everything, driven partly by inflation, partly by labor shortages and pilot shortages and, you know, capacity constraints or supply constraints. And then most people, as I said, are continuing to spend. So that demand aspect of it, where lockdowns, restrictions really have contributed to people feeling that they have to do things that otherwise maybe they would have said, we'll do it in 2 years or 5 years. So the bucket list, as we say, is not something that is now years down the line. It is happening now. And consumer confidence, of course, remains really strong. So we talk about the downturn or a potential downturn, but despite that, the economy has remained fairly strong here in the US. Unemployment rates are still near historic lows. And the pandemic, I think, is now forgotten. So all of those together are really contributing to the US, which is, as you said, you know, back to more than 2019 levels in 2022. And we expect for Europe that will happen also in 2024.
There's so much more to say and so much more to read in your Focusrite reports in your database. I hope we can continue this. See you soon, latest on Focusrite conference in the US in November. Thank you so much, Charuta Fatness from Focusrite.
Thank you, Dirk.